Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend. It's easy to use, and you'll love the result. Okay, let's do this. On with the show. Today's episode features my conversation with good friend and new client Mike Gibbons. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? I'm on the phone with my good friend and client Mike Gibbons. How you doing, Mike?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm wonderful, man. Thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, good to talk to you.
I just wanted to talk to you because, you know, you were very kind to work with me to buy an IWC watch recently. And for those of you who don't know, Mike and I, you know, I met Mike in Las Vegas. Mike, at the time, was a bartender at one of the best steakhouses in the country. He has since then moved on and left and gone back to where he's from in San Francisco Bay Area. So I just wanted to get into how, you know, this whole thing came about and sort of from your perspective to give people sort of an understanding of how the whole process went. I know we talked watches before at the restaurant and, you know, Mike had an Omega on, but Mike, do you want to kind of tell us how this whole thing came about?
Well, Mitt and I met at the restaurant that I work at, and we had started talking watches, and I soon found out that you were, like, you know, an expert in watches just by talking to you. I didn't really know much about watches. Just in Vegas, there's a lot of people that wear a lot of, you know, really nice watches, and I've become interested in Panerais over the years because I just like the styling of them. Mitt would come in, and we'd talk watch. I found out he was a concierge over at the Mandarin Oriental. And so, you know, that adds to a lot of credibility right there. But after talking to him just once, I understood that what he knows about watches is more than anybody I've ever talked to in my life. And I've talked to a lot of people in Vegas about them. And so I just became more interested just talking to him because you know about the history of watches. You've been to, there's not, I don't think, one watchmaker that you don't know something about. And when people would come in wearing, you know, their watches, and it would, you know, talk to them, and he'd take pictures of them, especially if it was like an older vintage watch. So I know the passion that you have about them, and just by talking to you, I understood that you know more about those, about watches than anybody I've ever talked to.
Well, thank you.
And my knowledge is like very, very, very little. It's minuscule, but I think I've had quite the education from you over the last year or so. So I really appreciate that, and you know, I appreciate the passion that you have for them too.
That's very kind of you to say, and it's easy to be passionate, especially in a setting like that when you're surrounded by steaks, beautiful women, and cocktails.
yeah, absolutely.
not shabby digs, man. And so, you know, like, I mean, I know it all happened very quickly, you know, from the time from which, you know, we went through a couple of different, you know, I showed you a couple of different images. You really like Panerais, you know, you like Tudors. It was all across the board. It was really, but I'm sure as you could see the evolution, the way it sort of just worked out, I think it was really cemented even further when, you know, we went to try watches on together.
Yeah, we had originally, I had told you that I kind of liked this Tudor that I had seen, and you were like, oh yeah, Tudor's great watch. Told me all about Tudor being, you know, owned by Rolex and everything. And so then I was like, well, maybe I don't like that one so much. So I was kind of all over the place. But there was a certain style that I liked in it, and you really picked up on that style because you know me. I mean, yeah, you're a very soulful person, so you can kind of pick up on, you know, what people are all about. And so we went over to Torno over at Caesar's Palace where they had quite the selection of watches over there, and we just started looking at watches and trying things on. And the funny thing was is that the salesperson there, she kind of stopped talking and she just let you, and then she looked at you after like 15 minutes and goes, oh, you know so much about watches. and it was funny because you were giving her an education and she was just kind of like going, wow, you're talking about stuff I have no idea what you're and so I was like, okay, And so the process was easy because we went over there and they have quite the selection there. And you kind of guided me from different watchmakers to different watchmakers, trying on different styles because you kind of knew what I was looking for.
We looked at Bell & Ross as well.
And
I remember because I think what happened was I had sent Mike a picture of the IWC Mark 18 and he liked it. But when we saw it, I don't think they had the exact combination. I sent you a picture of it on a black, Santoni leather strap, and they didn't have that exact combination. I think they had the bracelet version. That's why we kind of went in, and we went through all these watches. We probably went through 5 or 6 watches at least. We looked at Tudors. We looked at many different other brands, and then, I think I showed you a picture of the chronograph, and they happened to have the chronograph, and I think it was a much more balanced watch overall for you, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, much more so. It had the black base. It had what I was looking for with the strap. I wasn't at that point. I wasn't looking for a chronograph. I wasn't
right.
Not that I wasn't open to it, but when I saw it and just saw the look of it, IWC, is a great brand. Not something I knew much about, and it wasn't like a trendy, like a Panerai or something like that, which are nice watches. But for the price, I figured it's a beautiful watch, beautiful, great reputation. And it just kind of was the one. And I wanted to get something from Vegas that was a kind of a remembrance of my 15 years there. Cause I'd moved back to the Bay Area, like you said, and just wanted to get something nice for myself. So, that kind of, and it was in my price range and everything. So it just, it seemed like the one, and I was really happy with it. I'm really happy with it ever since I got it, too. It's a beautiful watch.
Yeah, thank you. I think I agree with you. I think, I know how to read people, especially after 25 years in the business. And, for me, that watch was very indicative of who you are, style, personality. Everything you do in life, you can wear it and never worry that, people are going to gawk at you. Oh, that's an IWC, baby. There's no sort of great attention to it, other than the fact that people who know watches will give you that really nice nod man, that's a nice watch, but very sort of casually sophisticated, sort of very understated sort of thing. So I think that's who you are. And now that you've had the watch probably for almost 2 months?
Yeah, a couple months now, yeah.
I'm sure do you wear it every day?
I don't wear it every day, but most days, yeah. I'm not working right now, so I just, most days are pretty casual. So, I wear it when I go out somewhere, but, if I'm going to the gym, obviously, I'm not going to wear it there. But, yeah, I like wearing it all the time. And now that I'm not living in Vegas, I'm glad I didn't get a flashy watch because, when you're in Vegas, you kind of get sucked into the whole culture out there, and you want something that's kind of showy because everybody has it. And
yep.
I'm just glad I got a nice, solid, from just a watch that's me without being, because I'm not a flashy guy, but I just want something that was a solid, like the Omega, it's going to take a licking and keep on ticking kind of thing, and because I can be pretty rough on stuff. So this one I'm going to take a little bit better care of. I'm not going to wear it at the gym like my Omega, but
no punching walls, buddy.
I'm going to get the Omega fixed. I still haven't got it fixed yet, but that, somewhere down the line, I'm going to get that taken care of too, so I can have two nice watches.
Absolutely.
So.
And you let me know when you want that done. And of course, we'll make sure it gets taken care of with the right person and the right place. I think the thing that the IWC provides as well is it provides versatility. You can really wear it in any situation. And I think for you, that was very important as well. And you didn't want something that was too loud, especially, and it was a journey and a search. And I'm really grateful to you that you included me on this journey and search and made me such a big part of it. I think now I would really like to sort of go through, because a lot of people, they meet me and, it's what I do, Mike, for a living. I network at the best bars and restaurants in Las Vegas. I have the support of, the GMs to the higher ups of the MGM. Obviously, I have a partnership with the Mandarin Oriental, so it's good for everybody. I never sort of force anyone to do anything. I look at myself as an educator. But, people who have never worked with me before, obviously you meet someone, you don't know whether they're for real or not. You don't know what they're, you know, if what they're telling you is real, or how the item's going to be delivered. Is it from an authorized dealer? Does it come with the paperwork? How is payment taken? Can you kind of take my listeners through that? Because there's a lot of people out there who I've met and that listen to this podcast and are on the verge of wanting to work with me, or have heard of work, you know, of my service, and they may not know. So you want to take them through that?
Yeah, I was, I've never done this before either, but I had complete trust in you, and we did a lot of it over the phone too, which is more amazing because you had an emergency back in LA that you had to take care of. So everything, you pretty much knew what I needed at the time. The transaction was super easy as far as like getting the watch to me, because the way you had it delivered, you knew when I would be home, because I wanted it to be delivered at home. I didn't want to have anybody have to sign for it. And the transaction was easy as far as like, you know, the credit card transaction, everything. It was, you're somebody I have a lot, I trust in, because, you know, if I didn't know you from Adam, yeah, especially in Las Vegas, you know, you're kind of like a little, you'd be a little dubious, but I've known you for about a year now. I've talked, I know what you stand for, and I know who you deal with, and just, you know, just a lot about you. And so as far as like going through the whole transaction process, you took care of pretty much everything. You, you know, you found the dealer where you got me a great price on it. The dealer out of I think it was LA, right?
Yep, it was in the LA area.
LA, yeah, they don't find watches, so you know, it wasn't like it was coming from Joe Blow, you know, somewhere.
And they were authorized retailers.
Yep, it was all right there. You sent me all the information, and so, you know, it was pretty standard, you know, just credit card, boom, and it was all taken care of. And so, you know, knowing that it was a reputable dealer, it was you, the price I was getting, you know, I don't think anybody could like come close to it. Not, you know, if they could, you know, wasn't going to go shopping around. So I knew it was a good price. I don't know IWCs, whether they give discounts, or I don't know how the watch world works, but it was pretty seamless. It was really easy. And I think the whole thing took about 3 days by the time it was all said and done. And like I said, you were in LA dealing with some family issues and stuff. So this wasn't even dealt with face to face. It was all dealt with on phone and by text.
That's great. And you felt, and how did you feel like with the follow through in terms of, you know, I mean, you know, it's one thing to make a purchase and the deal is done, but how would you rate the follow through in terms of, you know, what you dealt with after the fact you made the purchase?
Oh, excellent. You followed up with me. You wanted to make sure I was happy. Was, you know, was everything, you know, the way it was supposed to be? Was it, you know, the watch that, you know, I had ordered, blah, blah, blah. You're just, you know, you're right there. You know, and if I needed anything, I always felt comfortable. Like if I need to get in touch with you about anything, you'd take care of it. And like right away too. It wouldn't be like a day later or 2 days later. You were always right there, right on top of it. And so, and you're a caring dude. You want to know about what's going on with me. And you knew I was moving back to the Bay Area because some family issues there. So, you know, it was a friendship too, that you build with somebody, you know, when you get to know them pretty well. So, you know, there's a lot of care that goes into making sure somebody's satisfied. And, you know, I just felt like I got that kind of service from you.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you felt that experience. And, you know, I don't care how big or small the, you know, for me, it's all, and I'm sure the more you wear your watch, the more you know that this isn't like a watch that I just saw and I picked. It's a watch that was very carefully picked for you. And I'm sure the more you wear it, the more I'm sure you see that it, how much more you it is than you probably initially thought.
Absolutely. I'm glad I didn't get I'm sure the Tudor would have been fine, but, you know, I'm glad that we started in one spot. We ended up in not a completely different, you know.
We kind of did a figure eight, man. Which was fun for me too, because, you know, I mean, there's a point where I don't want to be doing figure eights for the rest of my life. Obviously, yeah. But I mean, it was fun going through one way and coming to this point, because I kind of always knew that you were not like IWC guy. I think an IWC guy is a very, very different guy than the regular customer, because he's not a flashy guy. He's an understated guy. He likes quality. He likes things to be on the down low, and he likes to be able to know that it's reliable. You know, and I think I think that's what that provides, and I'm just glad that we did this together. And, you know, would you recommend this service to your friends or to...
Yeah, absolutely. I'm dealing with somebody right now. Like, I sent you a picture of his Patek Philippe, and, you know, he's, and you were the guy that I wanted to... As soon as he said this watch is not working, I go, I've got the guy. I respect his opinion on, you know, what to do with that watch. In fact, I want to talk to you about that after we're done here.
Sure.
And because he doesn't know what to do with it. And so I was like, well, I've got somebody who knows Patek and knows pretty much everything about watches. So, like, you know, you'll get the straight, you know, straight information about, yeah, what on what to do with it. So, and if you're in Las Vegas, you know, it's easy. Amit will meet you anywhere. You'll meet people anywhere. And you go down to Tourneau. They've got them all there. So it's all you have to do is go down and pick out the ones you want. And if it's not there, I'm sure you'll know where you can go see the particular watches that, somebody wants to buy. So it was easy. Price was great. You know, you're a great guy. You know, it's like you're easy to hang out with and deal with. So, yeah.
Thank you.
If I ever buy another one, you're the one I'm coming to.
You're very kind, Mike. And you know, also I know that day Mike's cousins were in town. He was showing them the town. They had dinner and we kind of met after. And, you know, I didn't know how long this was going to last. I didn't know, like, if it was 5 minutes or 10 minutes or an hour. And I think it ended up being a little over an hour, but it was awesome. It was great.
Yeah.
It made me feel I was back in the retail game for a second, which I don't miss, but I definitely, you know, I mean, I'm not aligned in any way, shape or form with Tourneau, but I do have a very good relationship with the head of service there. And I've known him for 15 to 20 years and the folks there are always nice. And I try not to, you know, a lot of my clients are outside the state of Nevada and travel, but those, once in a while, especially my friends like Mike, who want to come and see them, I have a couple of places in town I'd like to go to so they can try them on and feel comfortable and know whether they want it or not. So I'm glad we were able to have that experience, and I'm so happy that we were able to do this podcast interview. And I wish you nothing but the best, and I hope you wear the watch in the best of health and happiness. It's just such an amazing piece. My cousin bought. My cousin bought the same piece 2 weeks after you.
Oh, did he really? Oh, that's
great. And he's waiting for his still. So he's.
Is he?
Yeah. You guys at the same time pretty much reached out. Because I emailed him about it like 8 years ago. I emailed him about this watch. And he's like you. He's like that sort of falls into that IWC sort of guy mold. And he doesn't like flash. He's a very, very understated guy. And, you know, I know when he gets it, he's going to love it, you know. And he said to me, he goes, I got that picture from you 8 years ago, and I bought myself the knockoff of it in Hong Kong. and he's like, I have the knockoff, but I can't. And he's like, and when I emailed you about what watch you think is great for me, you emailed me the same picture you emailed me 8 years ago. So I kind of knew that you weren't fooling around. Like, you know, you were pretty stuck in your thoughts in terms of what you think is best for me. And that's what I try to do too, man. I also try to make this an experience and not just a transaction. And I hope you felt that.
Yeah, I always felt that. I always felt that you had my best interests at heart, especially because I think I even came to you and said, man, the same watch was all in black. Like, you remember it was the black,
the Top
stain.
Gun version, which is a lot more.
It was a lot more. It was like, I think it was like 10 or 12,000.
And I talked him out of it.
Yeah. And for a minute there, I was like, yeah, man, you know, maybe I'll buy one watch and this will be it for the rest of my life. And you're like, nah, I don't think it's you, you know, but it's like, and I'm glad I didn't get it now.
Well, that's great, Mike. Thank you. Thanks again. And, you know, I wish nothing but the best to you and your mom and many years of happiness to come. And especially with the watch, if there's anything I can help you with, don't hesitate to reach out to me anytime.
Yeah, you got him.
Well, there we have it, folks. That was my one-on-one conversation with my good friend, Mike Gibbons, who is a super cool guy. I hope that brought you some insight into my world and how I work and what I do and how I do it. And I hope it clarified some things for you. I know there are a lot of people out there who wonder how I work and you know, what the process is like. And I think Mike explained it pretty well. I do charge a consultation fee if you do want to consult my services, and that's $150. It gets you about an hour of my time with some emails, calls, texts, and should you decide to buy a watch or sell a watch through me, that in a year that $150 is applied towards the purchase of your watch or towards my commission when you're selling a watch. So it's a win-win situation for all. Please check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at AmitDaveHonda. Great place to keep track of what I'm doing, as well as my website, www.AmitDaveHonda.com. I am a distributor of Kingsley 1945 watches for the West Coast. I can do things that most can't, most distributors can, and most authorized dealers of Kingsley 1945 watches can't. So you can customize things through me to a point. There is a fee for any customization work, but Kingsley 1945 watches are the best watches priced under $2,000. You can check out Kingsley1945.com at www.Kingsley1945.com. You can also see on my website, I'm a distributor. There's a tab, and you just click on that, and you'll see that. And you can place your orders with me. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to hand assemble each piece once you place your order, and we take payment through PayPal. Also, sign up for my weekly newsletter. It's a great place to go and get caught up with the latest watch news every week without any effort. Just sign up once and you get an email every Sunday of the latest happenings in the watch world. And until next time, rock on and fly back.